ever stumble across advice in the most random places?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, we've all seen those ads, right? The ones promising riches and fame, all from playing some mobile game.
Oh, absolutely. Those are everywhere.
But this one caught my eye. We're diving into a blog post, and get this, it's titled, Let's Talk About Personal Brand.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And it's found on, wait for it, a site called Tap and Earn.
You're kidding. Tap and Earn, as in?
As in, apparently, conquering Candy Crush is like one step away from crafting a winning personal brand.
Well, what's interesting is it kind of shows you how much personal branding is everywhere these days. It's not just something, you know, you'd discuss in some fancy boardroom. It's like it's seeped into everything, even apparently sites about gaming and side hustles.
Exactly. And the thing is, this blog post, it actually lays out these 10, like, surprisingly specific personal branding tips.
So
we're here to kind of, like, dissect those tips, figure out what they really mean.
Yeah.
You know, how they apply to you, even if you aren't trying to become the next big, like, influencer.
Because, let's be real, whether we realize it or not, we're all kind of constantly building a personal brand. It's that image we project online, offline, the values we communicate, the impressions we leave, you know?
Right. And this blog post, it jumps right in. Tip number one, craft your personal brand with the precision of an artist and the insight of a marketer. It's not just who you are, it's the story you choose to tell.
Mm.
Now, I don't know about you, but that word story, it makes me a little, I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit wary.
Yeah. Is this about like spinning some narrative, or is it about genuinely representing yourself?
That's a really valid concern. I think it gets to the heart of that balance between authenticity and strategy in personal branding, which, by the way, is something we talk about a lot on this show.
So much.
And it's not about fabrication, right? Think of it this way. You have this, like, this totally unique set of skills, experiences, passions.
Right.
Crafting your personal brand, it's really about curating and presenting those assets, those things that make you you, in a way that resonates with your goals.
Okay, so it's more like highlighting what's already there, not like inventing something new.
Exactly. It's like, think about Tap and Earn. They've chosen to focus on a specific thing, in this case, gaming. And they're trying to attract a specific audience, people interested in making money online, obviously. Your personal brand, it's kind of the same. It's about helping you connect with the right opportunities, the right people, by being really clear about what you bring to the table.
Interesting analogy. Okay, tip number two gets into like the nitty gritty. Your personal brand is the mirror of your professional promise. Polish it daily to reflect your highest standards and aspirations.
Polish it daily.
Polish it daily.
Yeah.
Am I now like condemned to a life of LinkedIn selfies and humble brags? Is that what this is?
No, not at all. It's about recognizing that personal branding, it's not just like a one-time makeover, right? It's this ongoing process, just like a mirror, right? A mirror needs regular polishing to stay clear, to stay, you know, reflective. Your personal brand, it should reflect your continued growth, your evolution.
So less about showing off and more about actually becoming more polished, like gaining new skills, refining your expertise.
Precisely. Each project you complete, skill you acquire, each connection you make, it adds another layer of polish to your personal brand. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The blog itself, with its Elon Musk and Musk Empire tags, it's almost as if they're trying to, well,
borrow a little bit of his like entrepreneurial aura.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, is that an effective branding strategy to align yourself with a well-known figure? Or is it, you know, kind of a cheap tactic?
It's a good question. And speaking of branding, tips 3, 5, and 10 from this list, they all seem to be kind of circling the same idea. We've got your personal brand is your most viewed piece. Make it a masterpiece. Then every tweet, post, conversation is a brushstroke.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
And finally, my personal favorite. Personal branding isn't just about being seen. It's about being remembered for the right reasons. So basically, be visible, be impactful, but maybe not infamous.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about being intentional, you know, recognizing that everything you put out there, whether it's online or offline, it all contributes to this bigger picture of your personal brand.
It's like curating your own art gallery in a way. You wouldn't just like hang up anything, right?
Yeah.
You'd select each piece carefully. You'd want it to reflect your style, your message.
It's your online presence, your gallery.
Okay, so it's about curation, not just like throwing things at the wall and hoping something sticks. But how do you walk that line, you know? Between strategically showcasing your best self and just like overdoing it.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up in crafting this like this perfect online persona. But here's the thing. Authenticity, it's paramount. People can spot a phony a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Your personal brand, it has to be a genuine extension of who you are, what you stand for.
It's like walking a tightrope.
Right.
Between strategy and authenticity.
It is. And the funny thing is, the blog post itself is a really good example of this. Because on the one hand, it's constantly vying for your attention. There are links, calls to action, you know, related stories.
Yeah.
So it can be a bit overwhelming, you know? But it's also a way for them to, like, strategically keep you engaged, to guide you towards what they want you to do next.
It's like that fine line between a gentle spotlight and then, bam, full-on laser show.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to tip number 4. This one, it's about thinking beyond just listing out your skills, you know, like your resume bullet points.
Right.
It says, a strong personal brand doesn't just tell people what you do, it shows them who you are and why they need you in their network.
Okay, I have to admit, that last part, why they need you, it feels a tad.
It's a little self-serving.
Yeah. A little bit.
It can sound that way, for sure. But I think what they're getting at is the importance of understanding your, and this might sound jargony, your value proposition.
Okay, for those of us who don't speak fluent business jargon, what does that even mean?
Basically, it's about being able to clearly communicate what you bring to the table, how you can benefit others, like what problems can you solve? What unique skills do you have that other people might find valuable? A strong personal brand, it doesn't shy away from those things.
So it's less about demanding a seat at the table and more about showing everyone, like, hey, I brought enough dessert for everyone, and I also happen to be an amazing conversationalist.
Exactly. And notice how the blog post does this too. They have that related stories section, and there's one about the Bezos phenomenon.
Interesting.
It's subtle, but it's a way to keep people engaged, right? To kind of draw them deeper into their world by offering something valuable and related.
Okay, so we're crafting our narratives, we're polishing our skills, we're showcasing our value. But with all of this strategy, how do we make sure our, like, our true selves don't get lost in the mix? It's like, how much of this is like putting on a show versus like actually being yourself, you know?
It's a tricky balance for sure. And you know what? Tips 6 and 7 from the blog post, they kind of feel like they're pulling in opposite directions.
Oh, tell me more.
So on one side, we've got let your true self shine unapologetically, right? Like, don't hold back. But then on the other hand, they're saying your personal brand should be like this beacon, and I'm quoting here, strategically guiding opportunities toward us.
So which is it? Do I let my freak flag fly, or am I like meticulously crafting this perfectly polished persona?
It's not really an either or thing. Think of it more like finding that sweet spot where your authentic self overlaps with what you want to achieve, you know? Like, you're still you, quirks and all,
right?
But you're presenting yourself in a way that aligns with your goals and that resonates with your people, your audience.
So it's less about pretending to be someone I'm not and more about like showcasing, I don't know, the best, most aspirational version of myself.
Exactly. It's about being intentional. Like, yeah. Look at the blog itself, right? They've got business, they've got cryptocurrency, then boom, game reviews and tap to earn. It's a lot.
It's a very diverse mix.
Right. So it makes you wonder, are they spreading their focus too thin? Are they like trying to appeal to everyone? Because when you try to be everything to everyone, you often end up being nothing to no one.
It's so true. Less is definitely more sometimes. Okay, so we're wrapping up this deep dive, and I have to say, those last two tips, 8 and 9, they kind of feel like the big call to action, you know, like, okay, I'm intrigued, now what?
Totally.
So tip 8 says, a well-crafted personal brand is the first step towards a remarkable career, and then 9 is just, invest wisely, short and sweet. But what does that even mean, invest wisely? Like, should I be buying a billboard with my face on it? Should I just like buy a fancy LinkedIn premium account and call it a day?
Honestly, the best investment you can make is in yourself.
Oh, I like that.
Take that online course you've been eyeing, you know? Go to that conference, connect with people in your field, join those professional organizations.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. It's about constantly learning, growing, evolving your personal brand. It's not this like one-time project. It's a lifelong journey.
So less about quick fixes and more about like consistent effort and genuine growth.
100%. Because in the end, your personal brand, it's a reflection of your dedication to being excellent in all areas of your life.
This deep dive, surprisingly insightful, especially considering our source material, was, you know, a blog about making money off mobile games. Who knew?
It just goes to show, inspiration, it really can be found in the most unexpected places.
It really makes you think, what kind of messages am I sending out there, intentionally or not? Am I curating my masterpiece? Or am I just adding to the noise?
That's the question, isn't it?
It really is. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder your own personal branding journey. Until next time, everyone, remember, every interaction, it's a brushstroke, so make it count.